Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Steve Sachs. Batting second. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, George Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Dale Sviam. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilson Alvarez. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The third baseman, Scott Lewis. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Pedro Munoz. Batting fifth. The DH, Brian Harper. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Terry Jorgensen. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Darren Reed. Batting eighth. The catcher, Lenny Webster. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Scott Erickson. And now, play ball. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sachs hits a line drive beyond second. Knobloch can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sachs. The throw from Webster and he is safe. Sachs steals second. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sachs moves to third. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sachs tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Knobloch hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Lewis is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Lewis hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Puckett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Pasqua batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Pasqua hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Munoz strikes out. One out. Brian Harper batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Harper takes first base on ball four. Terry Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Darren Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Karkoviche hits a line drive off the glove of Leoz, and into shallow left field. Karkoviche reaches second base with a double. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Sviem hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Karkoviche moves to third. One out. Steve Sax is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Sax is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sax hits a ball on the ground for a single. Karkoviche scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Sax. The throw from Webster and he is safe. Sax steals second. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sax moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from Webster and he is safe. Raines steals second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leoz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Webster strikes out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gagne strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Knobloch is 0-for-1 in the game. Knobloch hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Scott Leoz batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Leoz is 0-for-1 in the game. Leoz takes first base on ball four. Knobloch moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Pasqua is 0-for-1 in the game. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Leoz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pedro Munoz batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Munoz is 0-for-1 in the game. Munoz takes first base on ball four. Bryan Harper is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Harper hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Munoz moves to second. Terry Jorgensen, batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jorgensen takes first base on ball four. Munoz moves to third. Harper moves to second. Darren Reed is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Reed is 0-for-1 in the game. Reed hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Munoz tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, White Sox. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Webster is 0-for-1 in the game. Webster strikes out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. Gagne hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkovich, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Karkovich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Karkovich hits a line drive into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sviam is 0-for-1 in the game. Sviam hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Sachs, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sachs is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne can't make a play. That's a base hit. Sachs moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Raines moves to second. George Bell, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Scott Leoz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Leoz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Leoz hits a line drive into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Knobloch. The throw from Karkovich and he is safe. Knobloch steals second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0-for-2 in the game. Puckett strikes out. Two outs. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Munoz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0-for-2 in the game. Ventura hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reed. Ventura reaches second base with a double. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasqua is 0 for 2 in the game. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pasqua for the out. Ventura moves to third. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Puckett, who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Ventura scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Karkoviche is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Karkoviche strikes out. 2 outs. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sviem is 0 for 2 in the game. Sviem strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harper hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Terry Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Harper moves to second. One out. Darren Reed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Reed is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Reed hits a line drive beyond short. Sviem can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Harper scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Lenny Webster batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Webster is 0 for 2 in the game. Webster takes first base on ball 4. Reed moves to second. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0 for 2 in the game. Gagne strikes out. 2 outs. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Knobloch is hit by the pitch. Reed moves to third. Webster moves to second. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Laos is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Laos hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Sax is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sax is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sax strikes out. 1 out. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Raines is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Raines hits a fly ball into left field. Reed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Munoz. Thomas reaches second base with a double. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thomas moves to third. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Dunn now pitching. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0 for 3 in the game. Puckett hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Munoz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Munoz strikes out. 1 out. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Harper is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Harper is walked intentionally. Terry Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Puckett scores. There goes Harper trying to get to second. Raines throws the ball into Ventura, who relays the ball to Sviam, who tags Harper for the out. Jorgensen moves to second. 2 outs. It's White Sox, 3, Twins, 3. Darren Reed is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Reed is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Reed hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sachs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ventura is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Ventura hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 0 for 3 in the game. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Karkoviche is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Karkoviche hits a line drive into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Sviam is 0 for 3 in the game. Sviam hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sachs is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sachs hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Sean Abner now playing right field. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Gene Larkin pinch hits for Lenny Webster. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Johnson. Larkin reaches second base with a double. Randy Bush pinch hits for Greg Gagne. Jeff Rabule pinch runs for Gene Larkin. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bush hits a line drive into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rabule moves to third. 2 outs. Chili Davis pinch hits for Scott Laos. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Derek Parks now catching. Jeff Rabule now playing shortstop. Mike Pagliarulo now playing third base. Carl Willis now pitching. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Raines is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Raines for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Bell is 0-for-4 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Puckett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Abner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bernardo Brito pinch hits for Pedro Munoz. Bernardo Brito is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Brito hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Harper is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Harper hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.